Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudging.us.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys. Yeah.
I think they taking Running Bear. I think they taking Dirty Red. I think they
they're going up there to make that money. So the Nasty Boys camp is going up. Also, I think some boys out of Philly and New York are going up also. So this is going on this Saturday at Fayetteville Motorsports Park. And then I think on Sunday the boys are going to Thunder Valley for a race that same weekend. And I think that is being put on by Long Island Joe on Thursday at Thunder Valley. So you got a fun-filled weekend of grudge racing from, you know, from Fayetteville to Thunder Valley. And, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a little action or you're looking for something going on, hey, tonight I think even the guy from Fayetteville Motorsports Park is going to call in tonight. So, you know, it's going to be some good action this weekend, man. All y'all got to do is get out and support your guys. Get out there, support the horsemen, support Long Island Joe, because I think it's going to be one hell of a show with, you know, the stock block. There's a stock block race going on. There's a 28-29 tie shootout going on. There's a streetcar shootout. There's all kind of stuff for you. So get out there this week to Fayetteville Motorsports Park and support them guys, man. But I got a mic. I'm about to open up. 301-848-4879. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's good, JB? This French, babe. This French.
Oh, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just calling in, you know. Show a little love. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, what's going on, man? So the ghost is, I see pictures. The ghost must be about to make a debut this year real soon.
No comment, buddy. No comment.
Yeah, ghost look good, too. I was like, damn, that damn ghost about to come back out.
Yeah, man, just have a little fun, that's all. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun, that's it. That's it, man, that's it. I heard you going out of town this weekend, man, watch some racing.
Yeah, I might try to get out to Fayetteville this Saturday, man. I can't do the whole Saturday and Sunday thing, but yeah, I'm thinking I might get out and head out to Fayetteville, go check them out, man. You know, Long Island Joe and the Horsemen got a good little race going on up there. They got a 28-29 race. I think it's 4,000 to win. They also got a streetcar race, and they got a stock block shootout going on down at Fayetteville Motorsports Park on Saturday.
That's what's up.
And then they got them two G-bodies going at it, Mickey and Grown Folks. You know, the Grown Folks G-body, they're going to go on.
Yeah, I know
it.
Grown Folks. I don't know the other one too well.
Yeah, he's from up that way, but it's a great G-body, and they supposed to get it on. This is that, you know,
hey,
I think, huh?
I said, didn't Grown Folks, they used to have a Mustang too, didn't they?
They got a Mustang. I don't know if they're going to have a Mustang.
Didn't they have a Camaro too?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, I think they still got the Mustang, though, because I talked to Gerald a couple months ago, and I think they still got the Mustang.
Okay. Yeah, that should be a good one, man. Everybody,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Everybody getting it in.
Huh?
I said everybody getting it in.
Yeah, trying to, man. I mean, you know, it's a lot going on, man. You know, got to hang out with Ricky and them last week, man. Had a good time down at VMP, man. That was a good show, man. JC put on one hell of a show last weekend, man.
Yeah, I heard, man. I had to work, man.
Yeah, we was
job come first.
Yeah, we was there having a ball, man. They had some, you know, hell yeah, took a victory over Running Bear last week. So, you know, big ups to him. He took, you know, the saga is 2-1. And I don't think that saga will ever end. You know, they 2-1 now. So, yeah, hell yeah.
But I like the way how they race because they just straight up. You know what I mean? Ain't a whole bunch of arguing. They just get it in. So it's kind of like old back in the day grudge race. And I like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like some old, you know, stuff back in the street. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, let's do it, this, that. They did it. You know, it's a 2-1 thing. I think they're going to do it again very soon.
And both of them
are
evenly matched. That's what make it fun. Like, it ain't no gap. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying, large defeat. Nah, it's some close races.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I mean, hats off to both of them because, I mean.
Oh, yeah, major props.
Yeah, they both bring in the action. So, man, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, bring the action.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
have a little fun, and the boys got, you know, they got paid this week, so that's good.
Hey, man, I'm just sitting back waiting for the second, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I can't, man, oh, man.
I'm just sitting back eating Oreos, sitting back chilling.
Oh, Lord, yes, I can't. I definitely can't wait because, I mean, that race right there is really going to, even the back half shootout, I'm hearing that some back halves might, you know, slide up here for that evening. And, you know, they if we can get eight back halves, you know, in a shootout, I mean, because the back half shootout, you know, I like the way the boys, TJ and them trying to get one on the ninth. That should be good. And, I mean, I hope Larry goes off right too, man, because the back half scene right now, you know, unless it's a back half race, you know, a grudge race, you really don't have no shootouts. So,
yeah,
you know, I think this might, you know, this might be good. The second could be good overall, you know.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man, most definitely. I was watching some old videos and stuff today on, not too old, I think it was about last year or so, Indica videos from down South Georgia, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to throw a little something about, you know, remember about the class racing and the grudge racing, how they don't really supposedly race each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a million of them, so I don't want to even hear that as an excuse no more, because we can go back to 07.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, both sides have an argument, and I mean, if a grudge racer going to run a class racer, it's his choice. And I mean,
right, there
you know,
go.
A shootout,
you hit it right on the call.
Yeah, it's his call. So, I mean, and, you know, I mean, shootouts are a lot different because, you know, in shootout, it's not like you running that guy for the money. And it's not, I mean, you in a shootout, everybody trying to go for the money. That's why shootouts are a lot different. And, you know,
then again, I can't say that. I can't kind of agree with you on that because let's say if, you know, somebody hops in the shootout that's going 8th mile time, let's say I'm just going to say 460s, right? A consistent car that shows 460, right? And he gets in the shootout and somebody beats him. They automatically going to assume he passed it in 460, which is not so much the case because it ain't no guarantee that he won a 460 that pass.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True,
definitely
true.
And everybody has their own opinion. I'm just stating mine. Just like Mike Hill. We're going to rewind. We're going to go way back. When Mike Hill brought Gil Mobley's vet, right?
Yeah.
Gil Mobley's vet used to show us time all the time, right?
Yeah.
Mike Hill brought Gil Mobley's vet, showed his time. I mean, he used to run ADRL. That's where he wrecked the car at. But he was still grudge racing during the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And nobody even brought that because it wasn't a big deal now. Now it's more of a, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to run you, so now I'm going to make this as an excuse why not to. We can even rewind. We can go back farther than that when Mike Hill had that Mustang. I think that Bobby Cole used to have, the black and silver one. He used to run, what was it called? The streetcar shootout with that. Showed his time, and he's still grudge race, right or wrong. Because if I'm not mistaken, he had a match race versus, I think, Billy Glidden a long time ago.
Yeah,
so,
like
we could go on and on. We could go with Perez, racing Lethal Weapon. Perez was class racing way before he started doing grudge racing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good argument on both sides, but you really can't knock neither one. It's a good point. But at the same time, I was listening to Dog Show the other day, and a man was telling the truth. He said, you know what, if I can go out there and knock off, if I'm a single carb or I'm double carb small block, and I can go out there and knock off a big block car that easily goes, you know, shows a time of 480s, 470s or something like that, who am I going to run? You know what I'm saying? That's basically like, the thing is, you don't go out there and knock off the big dog in the pound and expect to pick on the small ones, because then they're going to be like, well, nah, man, I'm good, man. You know, I'm, You know, so it's a each his own. Like I'm saying, now,
yeah.
If you going out there, you picking on the ones, you know, if you starting at the bottom and coming on to the top, that's different because you still going to get that action. But if you go out there and if you go out there and you knock off Kevin Mullins, oh, my God, you might have, you know, it's going to be hard for you because you're like, damn, man, I just knocked off a car. And especially if Kevin Mullins go a full pass. Let's just say we know Kevin Mullins go 14s. So
yeah,
you go out there and you blow his doors off, then, yeah, you looking like, yeah, I don't, you know, even if, you know, he didn't make a clean pass, people going to go off the assumption that they think you in the teens. So, I mean, you
right.
know, I kind of
so
see
can I
both.
Make, could I think I can kind of back this statement up a little bit. On August 2nd, Travis Henry's supposed to run Jeff Rogers, right?
Travis Hoff? No, he not going to run Jeff.
Oh, he's not?
Nah, he's not going to do it. Jeff wants the break, I think. Travis not going to give him the break. Travis only offered him the back tie. And I mean,
okay,
you know,
okay. We'll take him out of it. We'll take him out of it. HD and the old Jack is a pure graduation, right?
Yeah.
He was going to run Jeff Rogers that day, right?
Yeah, with the back tie and the clear.
Right. But Jeff Rogers class races too.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So what if he had beat old Jack?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's true. If he, you know.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's how can I. Everybody has their own opinion. I don't like nobody's opinion. I don't think nobody's opinion wrong. I'm just stating mine. But do you get where I'm coming from? It's the same logic behind it. You know what I'm saying? Just like when Sniper ran Jeff Rogers. Sniper never shows his time, but Jeff Rogers shows his time. So what would have happened if Jeff Rogers had beat him?
You
know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm saying you got some people out here that will go run a class racer, and that's to each his own. But, you know, in the sum of it, you got some people out here in the South that will not, and like Boogie said it the best. He said it the best. He was like, I'm a full-blown grudge racer. I've been doing this, you know, over 15, 20 years. And the thing is, I'm not going to go out here and run a class car. I don't even run shootouts. He don't run shootouts.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, he a full-blown, he want to get that action. He want to run something that sit like him, get that money, and get out. And, you know, so.
Yeah,
like
and
you
I'm
said,
not
you
knocking
got,
that.
I look at
it. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying, but at the end of the day, you build your car to do what you want to do with your car. You know
and
what I'm saying? Nobody else got. So you can't. I'm not knocking nobody who does that. I was just stating my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, you're right. Let me
get just like, this is your radio show. Nobody
yeah.
can tell you how to run your radio show. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no dime in it. So at the end of the day, you run it, or your topic is what you want your topic to be on. So the same with their cars. If they want to run it that way, they can. I was just stating, you know what I'm saying? Stating my opinion on how I felt that. To give people a different look.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a couple of microphones opening. The first one is that 6 foot, I think about 6'5", 302-pound defensive lineman type nigga that owned the slut.
Damn, you make me fatter and fatter about it every week.
Now,
what's
six,
good?
6'5", 300 Dwayne? Pounds ain't that
what's
ain't
up,
fat.
Man?
You just big-armed and tall.
Shit. Man, I'm going to tell you. Just a whole lot of space took up, that's all.
Yeah.
I hear
please,
y'all boys talking.
Yeah, please don't tell me you sold the slut. Did you sell that hoe?
No.
I was about to say, I know I seen it up for sale. I say, damn, he done sold the whole gun.
Nah,
God.
I got like 65 messages, man. I got to like 15, and, you know, it's just, you know, the same old thing, man. Same old thing. You know, people don't want to pay for it. I just need the shit out the way so I, you know what I'm saying, clear up some space. But, you know, it's one of them things where, you know, people talking, right? It'll be back out August 2nd.
Oh, Lord. That's what I'm
it'll
talking
It'll be back
about.
Out August 2nd.
So the slut is making a comeback on August 2nd. God damn.
Yeah.
Me and French were just talking August 2nd. August 2nd going to be some shit you just can't miss.
Let me tell you right now.
August 2nd is going to be a funeral.
Let me tell you, though. This is what I hope. I hope that half the people that be on Facebook will actually come to the damn race and not just look for updates on Facebook.
Yeah. And see, man, you just, that's what I wanted to hear right there.
I mean, I've been saying this. I mean, I you know, don't get me wrong. I like the trash talk. You don't never really hear me say a whole lot on there. But the problem is a lot of guys look for updates, man. They don't have to come to none of these races, man, because they got videos and shit doing the race, you know?
Man, see, yeah, you just hit it on the head because I was at Dinwiddie last weekend having a good time with Running Bell, and JC Hospitality is just, I'm going to tell you, second to none. I was up there having a ball. And then the first thing I check on my DMV, hey, what are the updates? And, you know, sometimes, you know, we got people that really can't make it, you know. Somebody that, man, I just can't make it. But
or at work or something like that.
Yeah, I understand what Dwayne
said. How can I say it? Not so much who can't make it, who can't work. Somebody that's a consistent person. You know what I'm saying? If you see them every other event at the track actually trying to make an effort to come in, then that's cool. But something, like you say, some things do come up. But the ones that you never see their faces at all and they're asking for updates.
Man, let me tell you, I get texts all the time to my phone. Hey, you get that video. Who did this? Who did that? I don't even answer it because you know what I say? You know, that's what's really hurting a lot of these shootouts and hurting a lot of these grudge races is the fact that people got Facebook, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Facebook is good for negotiating races or whatever they do on there. You know what I mean? But what burns me up more than anything is the ones that sit on there the whole time when an event going on. You know, of course, I can't blame some people if they don't want to go all the way to South Carolina or go all the way to New Jersey or whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, sitting back asking, and people posting videos doing the race, you know what I mean? And you can keep them updated, but they need to keep it to the next day, you know what I mean? Because if they didn't show up for the race, then they don't need to see a video for that day, you know what I mean? That's my main thing. That's why a lot of these shootouts and stuff, but no, let me finish. That's why a lot of these grudge racing, these shootouts be so slack, man, and it's ridiculous. There's so many people that love grudge racing, but don't know about it. Don't a quarter of them come to the races, man. Whether you come in to look or you come in to race, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you 100%. But I think it's kind of I'm not disagreeing with you at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm agreeing with you. But it's kind of a loaded gun because you said the updates about the videos and stuff. Let's rewind all the way back. If it wasn't for, let's say, Endicott uploading his videos, would we be more
updated?
I ain't talking about videos per se.
You see in a race what happened. What I'm saying is,
you're talking about live.
With live,
yeah.
I'm talking about
I got you.
You got all these people saying they come into races. Mm-hmm. They come into a race. I mean, grudge racing is fun, man. A lot of people like the racing. A lot of more love the shit talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, what happens is you get, like, say, for instance, like JB race, all right? I had a good time up there. You was there, French.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a lot of guys that was there that we see on Facebook all the time. Well, guess what? They had half the damn races already videos posted right after the race. And a lot of people just sitting back talking and wasn't even there. I mean, that race should have had a better come out than what it did. You know what I mean? It still ended up being a nice race for JB for his first race, but it still should have been better than what it was. You know, you had a million people all week long. All you hear is people saying, well, they're going to be this place and they're going to be that place. And then when you get to the track, it'd be slim as shit, you know? I mean, this is for the promoters. This is for the people that's putting money out because it ain't cheap to rent a track. You know what I mean? The people that's doing it, that's why I don't promote races at tracks, meaning throw races at track, because, man, for tracks like Buzz Creek, that's over $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just like somebody buying a bootleg DVD. You ain't thinking about all the effort that it took to get this race going, because you're going to get the inside of it anyhow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
I'll
be honest with you. I mean, a lot of these races, I mean, there's so many people that love grudge racing. It don't cost a whole lot of money to get in. I think JB race was like $10 to get in for a spectator. You know what I mean? It won't be like $20 for the car. You know?
Can
and
I
you
tell
can
y'all
bring...
something? Well, I'll be there August 2nd.
Well, I know you're going to be there, Fritz. You're going to be there if it's next week, this weekend.
Yeah,
I mean, that's because you got a true love for this thing, you know what I mean? And you don't just want to hear about it. You don't just want to talk about it. You want to be involved with it. And that's what we got to start promoting on Facebook, man, because a lot of guys just want to hear what's going on, what happened between such and such, such and such. And, I mean, it comes down to it where I ain't got a whole lot of money like everybody else got, but I still go race my shit because I have a good time. And the fact of the matter, I like being in the mix of action. You know what I mean? I was at dinner with it last weekend, and, I mean, I just sit back low-key and just watched. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about, man. A lot of these – I mean, this go for all the promoters, man, is the fact that when these guys get these tracks is not cheap. You know what I mean? And in order for – that's why Mike Hill races and Monster and what's the other guy that throw races?
Larry T.
And all those guys, man, them guys put out a lot of money for us to go there and have a good time. Mm-hmm. Now, they hoping they can get it back at the door. Well, guess what? They really don't do shit but break. If they break even, they lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
JB, you can speak for me for that one. It's more about the action than anything.
You speaking the truth, because I
mean,
just...
real talk, it's hard to get back 20 G's. It'd take a whole lot of $10 to get back 20 G's.
Shit, you talking about hard to get back 20 G's? It's hard to make 20 G's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You getting it back.
Yeah,
you starting off in the hole first.
Yeah.
You already starting off in the red.
I was race for $10. I'm ready to go home.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? When you got these guys that's putting out that kind of money, they doing it for us, man. You know, I had to sit back and understand what these guys are actually doing it for. I mean, they ain't doing it to get rich, because believe it or not, they ain't getting rich.
It's just
they
like
doing
a race
it because they like the action. Huh?
It's just like a race car. Once you build a race car, you will never get the money you made back that you invested in.
You'll never get it back. I done had about 50 of them, ain't it, JB?
Yeah.
Like, shit, why you think I keep selling them bitches? Just trying to break back, trying to, one day if I could get back, well, right now, where I'm at right now, I think I'm pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, friends? I done had so many of them.
When you get another race car, you're going right back in it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to pay for fuel. You got to pay to get in the track. So you're in the hole before you even race.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like with the slut. If I sell the slut, you know what I'm saying, I ain't did shit for the new car I built.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't did nothing, but it will make me feel a little bit better. It'll
right.
make my
and
booty,
can,
my booty hole
for,
stop hurting so much. Huh?
And then I can speak for America. Who wouldn't want a nice slut?
Yeah. I mean, I halfway don't want to get rid of her.
I mean, if she open like that, then, you know.
She open.
She
I mean, anybody can get a piece of her.
Yeah.
The slut need to go ahead and get some T-shirts like Weeby got made up. I just want to see what the background look like.
And I got some coming. I got some coming.
I can't
Weeby,
wear that
You know,
shirt,
Weeby
man.
Already talked me into that.
I'm going to wear that motherfucker. How why not? I got
hey,
me.
Look.
I got me a Showtime racer shirt the other day in the mail. And, you know, old lady said, what that shirt say? Gap band bitches. I said, hell yeah, shit. I don't know what the hell
are you, but. Well, I can tell you this. I showed her. You see, I've been quiet. I don't really do a whole lot of talking when I'm down. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've been quiet.
Oh, yeah.
So when I finally get up back, and I got it started up today. So, I mean, I'm just going to chill. This heat is something
That's
else,
why I was
man.
Thunderstorming.
Huh?
That's why I was thunderstorming.
Oh, no. Hey, look. Let me tell you something. I ain't no stranger to work. I built my whole car myself.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
There wasn't no damn work. You just playing.
Huh?
Oh, look, that damn running back. I knew he was in here. That damn
well,
running back.
Well, I was playing running back. I ain't even going front. It was fun. You know what I mean?
I
threw something together in 1 month.
Every time I change cars, when I started building on it, ain't nothing but fun, I'm telling you.
That's all it is. I enjoyed it, man. I built it out in the hot heat. 1 month-long project. And, I mean, really the only reason why I was out there working was because it didn't cool down. So if it had been like a couple of days ago, I wouldn't have been out there.
I know that's right.
Hey, running back, I got to give y'all, I got to give y'all a big shout-out, man, because I came up there, and, man, Joe is one hell of a host, man. That man caught me. He said, JB, come on up here to this, come on up here to the suite. I went up there. That man had pork and beans, fried chicken, baked chicken. I think he had pig feet. I like, God, I thought I was at a cookout in this joint.
Man, they getting better and better, boy.
Yeah, we just like to enjoy ourselves, man, when we go to the racetrack, especially if we at home. And, that's what we do.
Hey, somebody got some background noise, man.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, got TV.
That might be me with the TV, but I'm on my
own.
Dwayne,
Dwayne over there watching Indicut, man.
No, I'm watching the BET Awards, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that man in the music. He make it. He got his own rappers and stuff. So that man probably watching one of his rappers on BET.
Nah, I ain't got that far yet. If I got that far yet, the slut would have a brand new gown on. She'd have a brand new gown. You know how rappers are. They prima donnas, man. They're hard to deal with.
Hey, Runner Bear, you headed to Fayetteville this weekend?
Yeah. I talked to JC today, and we're going to head down there about 12 o'clock Saturday morning.
Oh, Lord. Who you going to bus up, or you just going to go up there to watch, or you taking the car?
I'm taking the car, and if anybody step up to the plate, you know what I'm going to do.
I know what you're going to do. Tell them to get that bread up.
Get that bread up. Let's do this.
Yeah, I had to give you. I saw you, man. The boy. There was a lot of sad faces after that because everybody in the back were betting against you what was the name, Henry P. And when you turned that wind light on, the boy said, "God damn." But I'm gonna tell you, Henry P. ain't no play for it.
I won $75 on that race. $75 on that race because I knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, what am I cut at?
Huh? You can get it. You can get it when I see you on the second. I won $75 on that race. I usually don't win shit. Whoever I pick, they usually lose. Just because I picked them. They could have a guarantee winning there, and the other car could be broken. If I pick them, they're going to lose just for the hell of it if I put my money on them.
Hey, fellas, I think we got a – this might be the call I've been looking for, 910-229-1058. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? This is Vic.
What's going on?
Drag Strip.
Yeah, Fayetteville Drag Strip in the house. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, that's right. What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, go on and give me – I need a rundown on what you got going on. I know the Horsemen and Long Island Joe are going to be in the house Saturday. What else is going on up there as far as shootouts?
Oh, man, we picked a good date, you know. There's nothing really going on around us within I think Indiana's probably the closest state that's got a grudge race going on this weekend as far as us. So we got it seemed to be exploding to something big, you know. So we got Barry Mitchell's called me today. He's coming down to get in the shootout, and he's looking for some action. I believe he said what was that? Something about fishing for shark or something like that. I don't know what he was talking about.
Lord.
I'm just saying what the man said. So don't shoot the
messenger.
You know.
Hold up, sir. Can you repeat that again in slow motion?
Mr. Barry Mitchell, he said he will be in the house. He's going to get in the shootout. He said he's going to be there. He's going to fish for some shark. He's going netting for shark for fish bait. That's what he said.
There it is. Okay.
So he's going to throw it to everybody, and he's going to catch shark and use it for fish bait. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, I'm a fisherman. But I never heard anybody net for sharks.
Damn.
I don't know what he's talking about, you know. So I'm just repeating what I heard. And we got Long Island Joe. He's got something going on with Big Ant. And we got JC Richardson. I thought that race was going to be voided, but I see that he's back, and he said he'd be running the Green Hornet, which is I think it's around a 72 or 73 dust.
Yeah, that dust.
Yeah, the back half, and it's pretty strong. We got Lefty Cooper. He's locked in with Gene Stevens, which I don't think I think he's going to run that race Sunday at Thunder Valley.
Oh, okay.
Got
so
Travis, Mickey had to step down, and so Travis Jacobs is going to fill his spot with grown folks.
Okay.
Mickey seemed to had a little slight case of amnesia. His anniversary slipped up on him, and His wife had made reservations, so he's doing the right thing with a fed face. He's got Ben Storm. He's looking for the horseman. I mean, Ben Storm, I mean, if you've seen the video, he's talking kind of, he got some strong words for him, so we'll see what happened with that. We've got Tracy Cockman. He's going to be out with Brandywine. He's looking for whoever will pull beside him. So it's really rounding out. It's round out. It's going to be a, I think it's going to be a barn burner. We got our stock block race, and I told we've got so many calls. If there is enough cars, we might do an outlaw race just to satisfy everybody. If we have a strong turnout, hey, that's what we in it for. A good show. That's what it's going to be.
So hey, let me ask you right now, because I might have some. So Barry is going to be up there in the shootout this weekend.
That's correct.
Okay.
He's going to try a slick. He going to try a slick. He said it might take him 2 or 3 passes to get it right, but he said he's making everybody down this way better step the game up. So he said he's going to cut all this easy money for these guys right here, eating up all our little shootout. So
how much are y'all paying for that shootout?
It's $4,000.
And was it free entry or?
It's free entry, yeah.
Oh Lord, I might have an animal control officer that might want to come play that day. he'll put a 29 on the old girl and come play.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I know you done heard of Ricky Fox, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah, he's been known to put a 29 on the old girl to come play. Man, 4,000 to win, y'all got a nice purse up there too, man. There ain't no bullshit.
Oh yeah, you know when we did it. Well, you know you was up there in March. That's what the purse was back then.
Yeah, man.
$4,000 purse. So.
I always have a good time up. Look, my first time ever coming there, me and my boy Mo came up there, and that was when I think Rudge Racing had really just started to kick off, and that was back when In the Cut was basically the only thing you really had. And, I mean,
right. We
came up there, and Slim was up there, and we got a video with Slim, and we walked up to him, and I said, Slim, what's the only two people that will – he said, there's only two people in this world that'll run me. And I said, what two people is that? A stranger and a motherfucking fool. I said, Lord. And that darn video went viral just putting it on there. Because I'm going to tell you that, y'all track, man, it's a true grudge track, and you can have fun. And, I mean, y'all had that thing open till what, 3, 4, one time I believe 5 or 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. We don't have a curfew.
Oh, see, that's golly almighty. I'm going to have to call you after this show there. Golly. Yeah.
And actually, really, this is the only grudge race we've had since March. So this is the second grudge race of the year.
Well, I got one guy on here right now. He said he's coming to play. His name is Running Bear, Mr. Shelton
Running
Gillis.
Bear.
Yep. He said he's coming to play. He's small block, one kit, one cup, and he back half.
I think he might want to speak with Mr. Tracy Cockman. Mr. Tracy Cockman, if he show up like he says he's going to do, we'll definitely oblige him.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Make sure he won't go home disappointed.
Well, like I said, Mr. Bear's on his. He coming up there, and one thing I can say about Shelton Gillis, the only thing he gonna say he gonna get there. He gonna cock that one leg up and that arm up, and he gonna show you what the car do, and he gonna say, get that bread up.
Get that bread up.
There you go right now, man. Hey, what's up, Running Bear? You on the we on with the track manager of Fayetteville.
Yeah, I hear him on now. I've been listening. Me and JC, Dirty Red and the Power Boys, we're coming down there with 2 big blocks and 2 small blocks. And we're coming down there. We're going to be down there. The gates don't open until 2, right?
The gates will be open until 2, but you can get in there early. I'll be out there way before then. So Okay, I mean, if you got one to get early and get a parking, you know, the gate will be open. It won't be no problem for you to drive on in and get a park.
Okay, because we don't want to be parking in the boondock. We want to steer everything. We want to race every damn thing you got on premise.
Oh wow! And Mr. Gigantor, he be on the premise. So I know he gonna make sure somebody get don't leave. Make sure if anybody don't get, go, nobody will go lack and make sure everybody gets some playing time.
Yeah, we want to run Gigantor, but we want Gigantor to give us the back. No, give us the go with a small block.
That's all right.
We want to run Mr. Gigantor. Nasty Boys out of Virginia wants to run Gigantor with a small block. But we want the kick from Gigantor. So if you talk to him, just put the word out.
Okay.
We ain't coming just to sit around and look. We're looking for action. And if we can get the race that we want, we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to lose.
Definitely. Definitely. So we're gonna it's gonna really be a 2-day thing. If anybody want to hang over, we're gonna do it again at Thunder Valley that next day. We got the headdress that Joe have had for the last couple of years. That no one's never claimed. So we got the Lumbee Nation Lumbee Tribe down in Thunder Valley, and they want to do a shootout for it. So the next day we're going to be doing it again at Thunder Valley.
Rain.
We got this supposed to be a $2,000 shootout, but that is open to be lifted. I mean, raised up, which has got a good turnout of cars.
That sounds good. Hey, somebody, we got some background noise in there. What we got going on? All right, here we go. Let's see. All right, there we go. Hey, 843-200-3196. Who am I on with?
This is Bad Bob from down in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, what's going on?
It's a question for Fayetteville about their race this weekend, the stop block race.
There you go.
They're a guaranteed, need a car count, or is the money guaranteed?
No, that's guaranteed.
Do what?
It's guaranteed.
Guaranteed, okay. What's the rules on the stop block race?
Go to our website, and all the rules are on our website.
Okay.
You can check our website, or if you're friends with us on Facebook, it's on Facebook.
Okay, what time does the track open up on Saturday?
Officially, the gates open at 2. But we'll be there. The gates, if somebody gets there and want early parking out, the gates, somebody will be there. They won't stop you at the gate. You can come on in.
All right, by what time do you think the race will start?
We're shooting for around 5 o'clock at the latest because, you know, with this summertime, we got to realistically, nobody's trying to get on a hot track.
I understand.
We're going to start the gambler's race, a foot brake race. We're going to start it first at 5 o'clock, so that should put a condition ready to track around as far as putting the rubber down. So
Yep. That
should,
okay.
I think that should all work out. We're going to the gambler's foot brake race that we're doing. That's a $30 entry with two buybacks. So if you only got 10 cars in the foot brakes, you still stand a chance to win around $1,000 or more. So. That's just
right
for the guys, whenever you get there, the guys who wants the foot brake, I had a number that calls, so if they show up, they can run for a nice, decent first. It's 100%
right,
payback.
Well, I'll check the website on the rules. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, fellas.
That sounds good, man. It sounds like y'all really going to have a lot going on.
Well, you know how we do it. We can't have a distance. We want to have a show, something steady going down the track. You know, this is our second grudge race of the year. Well, we don't have that many grudge races, you know, like we used to. So whenever we do it, we want to make sure our spectator, our fans have something to go home and talk about. You know, and whenever you guys come from up north, I mean, our people at the concession stands love. They say we love when you guys come down because they say y'all big tippers. Y'all big tippers.
Yeah, I'm talking right now while we talking. Some people are inquiring about that 28-29. So that might, I'm telling you, that might be a nice one.
Oh yes, I think we're gonna have a nice field of cars.
Yes, it is.
You know. Usually the outcome usually is Eric, one of our local guys usually is the one to shoot for. He's the one that usually end up with the winning them. Eric Autry, I believe last year he had the red Mustang, which is the same Mustang except it's burgundy this year. And
is that the one on the flyer, real clean all pro car?
Uh huh, yeah. That's the old all pro car.
That's not
the one. Actually, that's another one. Travis Jacobs with the golden black Nova.
Yeah.
He bought that car, so he got that Mustang and he got the Nova.
Yeah, you got, man. Oh man, I'm definitely gonna have to make it down there, man. I got a packed weekend, man. I'm trying to come down to you Saturday, and then next week I'm leaving Virginia, headed for Morocco, Indiana. So yeah, It's gonna be a nice 2-pack weekend for a 12-hour drive.
Oh yes, that's what we're trying to do. You know, you guys come from up north, make that long drive and everything. You try to make it where you can get 2 days in if you want to.
Oh yeah, man. So you said the race between Gene Stevens and Lester is going on Sunday at Thunder Valley.
That's right. Thunder Valley is only 25 minutes away from Pebble Drag Strip.
Oh yeah, that ain't far at all, man. You can actually stay around Fayetteville somewhere and leave there in the morning and still just like, you know, it's just like going out to eat or something. So you ain't going far.
Yes.
There are 25 minutes.
That's right.
25 miles ain't but 20 minutes. 20-25 minutes.
That's right.
Man, y'all got it going on, man. I think that's y'all. You picked a good weekend. You definitely right on picking a good weekend because. You're right. There's nothing really going on that's taking place anywhere within y'all vicinity this week.
That's right. And that's we usually whenever we're doing something like that, and even if we're doing a track rental, before we do a track rental, we will make sure we wouldn't be going to get someone else's event. You know, I think Mike Hill, he chose the same courtesy. If there's somebody that's got something on that date, we just won't let nobody rent it for that day. You know, because this makes it makes the grudge game stronger.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not going against each other dates, let's say if you're like a track 2 hours away, that still can hurt your crowd. So that's why we haven't had that many this year. You know, we've had people that wanted to do it, but you know when you look at it, there's a lot going on. So whenever we fit in, when we can get in. Whenever we get in, we want to do it good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, hey, what's your? I never got your name. I know when we be posting on Facebook, I know it's it just comes up Fayetteville Dragster, boys.
My name is Dexter Curry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely, man. I always see you posting, always keeping everybody updated on what you got going on, because that's another thing, man. Track managers and owners, when they start showing support in these, different sites and stuff, is good because it lets us know what is going on, and it shows us that, look, man, this track owner and this track manager, he care about his races because he up in here checking out, what's going on, letting us know what's going on. I just think that's awesome, man, because I always see when I get on the page in the morning, I'm like, Fayetteville Motorsports Park like this. So, you know what I'm saying? It's good that, you don't just, promote your track. You actually go out and see what's going on, take care of your races and everything, man.
Thanks. Yes, I tell the horsemen and them, I said, the closer you get to the day, you're going to think it's election day. You're going to think I'm running for president. You're going to see it posted all over Facebook and all social media, any social media I can hit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'm surprised old Pete ain't in here tonight, man. That guy there, Pete, I'm gonna tell you, that's a trash talking scoundrel, boy. I know you to cross paths with old nephew Pete.
Oh yes.
Lord, yeah, I know that's gonna be. So,
You said Bad Storm is looking for the, or the horseman is looking for Bad Storm, or vice versa.
Actually, you know, Daniel Hall told me that he was looking for to let the Bad Storm, let Bad Storm know that they was, he was looking for them, and I think they've already ran since he said that. So I don't know what's up. I haven't seen any responses to their post, so we'll see. I know Daniel. I know he's not gonna come down here and not give him something. No playing time. So I know that's gonna happen. I know that race is gonna happen.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to get up on Pete now, because like I said, he always, you know, he keep calling. I think that's gonna be a race. That race need to go off anyway, because them two, Pete and Josh Jones, and them two together is like oil and vinegar. They don't mix, but they have a good time, and they talk a little shit, but it never gets out. You know, all the trash talking is good, because the race going to come, and, you know, that's a race that you probably will see that happen at Fayetteville if both of them there, because if both of them there, they going to run. I mean, that's just something that's going to happen, because, you know, neither one is scared of the other, so I think that might just take place.
I'm confident it will. Very confident.
So who you – all right, now, I know you said Travis is filling the spot of Mickey. Now,
right.
How does this – I'm trying to make a little money on that day. Now, how does Travis sit? I've never – I know the grown folks call it Mickey, but how does Travis look?
Well, Travis is stock suspension. Stock suspension, no.
Stock suspension, no.
Yeah. And it's a heavy car. It's a heavy car, you know. Big Ball Factor, he used to talk junk to him, you know, call it a show car. So.
Yeah, I heard the big ball is coming back this year, from what I hear.
Oh yeah, Robbie. He'll be out there. He won't have his car out there, but he'll be out there Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So. Hey, Running Bell, you said Dirty Red is making that trip this weekend, too?
Yeah,
you said Dirty Red is making that trip, too?
Yeah, Red, me, Red, Joe, and the Powerball is supposed to be coming.
Lord have mercy. That thing Red got, I'm going to tell you, that thing, hey, she ain't no slouch either, Running Bell. That thing made a pass Saturday, and I'm going to tell you, That back half Malibu get busy.
Get busy. Yes, sir. Get busy.
Lord, with all this stuff going, I'm gonna tell you, this stuff going on, you got I think if you're not gonna be at Fayetteville, you're gonna lose out this Saturday. You definitely gonna lose out.
You're gonna miss something.
Lord, Barry Mitchell, Wesley Robinson. You know, you talking about that shootout probably going to be crazy. I mean, it's probably going to be more betting in the shootout than on the ground races. I mean,
that's
you got cars up there.
Golly.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Fayetteville, I got somebody probably want to get on with you. He's one of our promoters out here. You probably already know him. It's 202-421-0077. I think they call him Monster Jones.
What's going on, family?
Yeah,
not a whole lot. Who's this?
We on with the manager from Fayetteville this tonight.
Which one?
Is it Derek?
Yeah, Dexter.
Dexter,
hey,
Dexter.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
Same old.
and Monster, he is looking to put on one. I think I'm gonna have to call Ricky, cause I'm gonna let Dexter tell you again what Barry Mitchell said. Now listen to this, Monster. Tell him.
Go ahead.
Tell him what Barry Mitchell has said.
Barry Mitchell will be down. He called me today. He said he will be down. He was kind of disappointed because we won't allow him W's to run, but he said he will put 28s on there. And that he's going to come down here, and he will be netting for sharks to use for fish bait.
Mm.
Now, Monster, you kind of know where he's going with that comment.
Well, I mean, Larry got a race August 2nd. Y'all boys get Larry on the phone. I'm pretty sure he can put the shark in the other lane.
Well, I know Barry and them had talked about the second, but see, they got a race up there this weekend too. You know, Long Island Joe and the Horsemen are doing a shootout, and Barry is going to put the smaller tire on the car to do the shootout. I just text Ricky and them because, you know, I mean, they paying out $4,000 to win up there this weekend.
That's a real good purse.
Yeah,
is that the winner take all?
That's to be decided between the racers whenever you get down to the last, like they usually do, because usually when nobody's not going to split anything until they get down to the last three or four cars,
uh-huh.
That's when they let you work that out between yourselves.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, that's
good down there, Jack. How far are you doing?
What'd you say, Monster?
I was asking Dexter how Alfonso doing.
Oh, Alfonso's doing good. Yeah, he's doing good.
Man.
Hey, I got Joe coming down there this weekend to ruffle up things with the Horsemen. That's going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, I think Joe locked in with somebody.
Yeah, with a big aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a good race. It's gonna
good.
Be a good race. So,
what's the weather? Gonna be hot.
The high is supposed to be around 90 degrees. We're gonna open the gates at 2. We probably won't start doing anything on track at 5:00.
Okay.
Once we start at 5 and everything, it's gonna be full blast.
Lord have mercy. Yes,
and they
just
ain't got no curfew. I love it down there.
No, they definitely ain't got no curfew. Lord. We might have somebody else. 484-832-2153. Are you going to Fayetteville this weekend?
No, sir. I'll be at Cecil County. We got a little drag race and grudge match going on in Cecil County this Saturday night, 3 to midnight.
Oh, okay. Because I know some of them boys out that way are going. I said, well, darn, Pink Warrior must be going out there looking for a little action, too.
Nah, I'll be down Cecil County. Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'll be down Cecil County. We're doing a little rain day for our grudge race before, so we're just doing a 3 p.m. to midnight testing student grudge racing all day and night.
Oh, okay.
Trying to lock some local action in, I don't know. Been on the phone with Weeby. It seems like he's running in the bushes for August 2nd. I don't know. Hope he's on the phone right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he said earlier that he was going to do it, so, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
One thread said he was going to do it, and then the next thread he was saying he was scared because I'd be bad storm. And I was like, listen, I got lucky, man. What do you want from me?
Yeah, uh-oh. So he think because you done beat bad storm, he
Yeah, and then he damn near fell into the witness protection program.
Damn, so, yeah, August 2nd, I was just talking, August 2nd going to be scary, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be, I got to call him tomorrow. I might lock Django back in for that race that he paid the DP on.
Oh, okay, well, damn, Django, no. So you going to try to get on by Django August 2nd?
Yeah, he called me. I talked to him yesterday. I'm going to call him back tomorrow and probably lock that in for me and him for August 2nd. He said he can make that race. The White Mustang.
Well, yeah, I know Django because I talk to LaRusso every once in a while, and he's building one himself now. So.
Yeah, I don't think he's even making it. I think he's got another driver coming up for that race. I don't think he can make it that weekend. That's what he was telling me. So I don't know. But, yeah, we'll be down there. We'll probably lock him in. And then we'd be saying he wanted to do it right off the trailer. I don't know. Is he on here tonight, JB?
I don't think I see Weeby on here tonight. Let me see.
I'm telling you, I think he shut his cell phone off. He didn't want to be around me no more. He don't want to be found. He don't.
Yeah, I don't. Actually, I've looked through the whole call list. I don't see Mr. Cooper on here tonight. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if he's getting on or not. But you know, I tell you what we can do. Let's see.
Oh boy, you're gonna get in trouble again, dialing people in.
Yeah, I don't mind getting in trouble. I'm already in trouble with the old lady, so might as well keep going.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, let's see. He might be working out, so y'all got to give him a minute. Yeah, he must be busy.
Yeah. Oh well. I figured he might be on tonight.
No, actually, he might have picked up 757. 218-7777. Your mic is open. Oh, well. He might have picked up and dropped off. But, yeah, I don't know. You might have, like I told you, you might have ran him in the bushes, man. You know.
He's sky high. I'm telling you, he's at orbit right now. He's so scared of the pig warrior. He, you know, crazy.
Yeah, the pink warrior done scared the man off. Lord have mercy.
Trying. I was working hard. I was trying to lock in your boy J-Max for Saturday at Cecil, but he don't want to go quarter mile like before. He only wants to go eight, so that ain't going to happen.
Oh, okay.
But that was about to kick off, but...
Yeah, I got somebody else that wanted to get in, so let me try to get this person in.
Hello.
Is this Josh Jones with the Bad Storm?
Yeah.
What's going on? I got Dexter from Fayetteville Motorsports Park. Fayetteville Dragway on, and he said, "Is there any chance the storm is going to be in the house this Saturday?"
Probably not.
Oh, what's going on?
See, we're getting ready for next weekend. Well, ain't nobody want to log in. There ain't nobody trying to log in. And they want to call 2 days before a show and lock in, but we're trying to get ready for next weekend so we can have left a motherfucker.
I understand, because we was...
But I don't know, we might bring Junior down there, but I don't know, man. I don't know, you know, we really, I'll be honest with you, we ain't have plans or nothing, but just come down there, really, because hell, ain't nobody said nothing about racing.
Yo, Josh, before you call,
buddy. Yeah, before you go out racing anybody, don't you want to ask me if you can have your nuts back?
Oh,
do what now? You want to lock in? Is that what you want to do? You going to be there Saturday? You going to have your ass there Saturday? Lock the fuck in.
I wish I could.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Man, I can't. Don't say it though you thought, dude.
Next time we sit beside each other, motherfucker, bet on the gap.
I'm 8 hours away. I ain't going
there. All right. I was 8 hours away when I come to your ass, but I got in the car and come.
I went to you first time. Don't be crazy.
Well, blow your goddamn ass out, boy.
Anytime we're at the track, you got to
ask. Look at that goddamn bull right there. That motherfucker right there. Well, dude, when you going to be at the track then?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll be at Cecil this weekend, and August 2nd, I'll be at MIR in Maryland.
August 2nd, MIR.
Yeah, it's like, so I don't know, JB, where's Lower Maryland, I guess?
Yeah,
MIR. Yeah, I don't know about that, and I think I got other plans to be somewhere else that day. I don't know yet, though. That's a couple weeks away, but I'm pretty sure I can't make it right. Hey, when are you coming back to the Carolinas?
Huh? Hey Joe.
Yeah, sorry, I was on the other line.
Oh yeah, when you going back south again?
I'd like to go make a Castle Hook race, one of these ones, maybe the one in end of August. I don't know. Is there one?
I tell you what, right now, I tell you what I do with you right now. Lock in for August 23rd at motherfucking House of Hook. motherfucker. I'll fuck our skull, fuck you.
I'll tell you what, I ain't going to give you a lock-in right now because I can't guarantee I can make that race, but that's I'm going to push to make it, and if I do, 2 weeks out before that week comes, I'll tell you what, I'll lock you in 2 weeks before that. That's not a problem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear.
I ain't going to do it now because it's too far away.
I'm going to get my money back from your goddamn ass.
You can try. I have no problem with you trying.
I'm gonna get your goddamn ass. After this time right here, you ain't gonna want no more problems. Though I can promise you that.
I hope so.
As long as you race, I'm gonna still keep beating your goddamn head in. If you wanna keep racing,
I'll race all the time. I ain't worried about it.
That's what I like to hear. Then
that's fucking that ain't no bad storm. That's like sun showers.
I know. It's too late. Hey, it's too bad you couldn't get no motherfucking far away from what you did. And you motherfucking had a break. We gave you the break.
You didn't give me the break. That's how good of a driver I am.
Motherfucker, you are garbage, man. Your motherfucking ass been in the dumpster. You done been recycled 2 or 3 times.
Can we be on here? I need to clear some shit up for August 2nd.
Shit, y'all need to be finding some. Hey, y'all need to find some action for Saturday. Y'all talking about motherfucking racing? Y'all 2 days away from a fucking grudge fest. Goddamn, what's happening?
Where at?
All these motherfucking bears on here. What's happening?
There you go.
All these bears on here. What's happening? Y'all ain't coming out to get no honey?
I'll be up here at Cecil. I mean, I know it's far. I mean, I'm willing to race.
You the only bear on here? It looks like you're the only bear on here, Joe.
I know. It sounds like it. Tonight don't seem like everybody. Every time I beat you, no one wants to fuck with me no more. Yeah, you must have had a big-ass target on your back. I got lucky to hit it.
Damn, well, I told you now. Hey, I told you. You ain't got to worry about it. If you can't find no race, you can find one. Load that motherfucker up and come on.
You done fucked my whole career up here. Now everybody's scared of me. I beat you, which I don't know how I beat you. I got so lucky. And now everybody don't want freedom.
Right.
Mm.
We shall see again.
I'm like a big can of bug repellent, man. Everybody's fucking staying away.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on now, but like I said, I know I talked to Weeby, and I think, last time I heard, I know he coming August 2nd, so I just don't know about these. I mean, I don't know how many times y'all done locked in and not raced. I don't know what y'all going to do. I don't know what y'all going to do about it. Money been paid over, or y'all just worked it out?
He said when he sees me, he'll pay me the DP from last time.
Okay. All right.
But don't forget about G-Money. I'm on his ass, too, that big block. So he thinks he's bad.
Oh, you want G-Money, too?
Why not?
Oh.
I tried to get him an ACO two weeks ago. He didn't want nothing to do with me.
Well, I can tell you right now, G-Money going to be there August 2nd in my hall.
Well, tell him put some DPs on.
Okay, well, yeah. Now, you going to Big Head? Because, G-Money like that Big Head.
Say it again?
G-Money probably going to want to go to Big Head. You going to Big Head?
That's all I do. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, yeah, I know. I'll talk to G-Money tomorrow. And let me see. Do I got... I don't know if I got G-Money number on this.
Man, you got the biggest Rolodex in the world with Grudge Races. I know you got his number.
No, actually, my Rolodex shrinking up a little bit. This phone right here.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
Ain't nobody on here going to Biz Race.
Ain't nobody this way going to Biz Race?
I mean, I'm asking. Anybody on the phone? Ain't nobody on here talking. Was it just me and you and Joe on here?
And Running Bear. Running Bear's on
him. Oh, Running Bear, his toenails are broke.
Why Running Bear's toenails broke?
My toenails ain't broke. I can break them off in your ass. I can tell you that much.
Y'all motherfuckers too quiet on here.
The DMV's down in the dumps. The dumps.
I see.
He's down in the dumps. I come down to MIR, I'm going to rattle the whole DMV up again. I swear to God. It's going to be like a fucking hornet's nest. And I'm a big can of bug repellent for this fucking bunch of wasps down there in the DMV.
Hey, hold on. 301-868-3096. Your mic is on. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, let me get something like that.
Huh? 301-868-3096.
Speak your piece.
Yeah, what's going on? You done pushed the one button. You ain't doing the Michael Jackson, are you?
Oh, my. So probably someone from the DMV. Their hand was shaking so bad they weren't sure if they wanted to hit one or not because they heard the Pink Warriors on tonight and they're scaring everybody in the DMV.
Oh, shit.
I got that whole fucking... three states all fucking on lockdown right now.
Hold on, Joe. Now, somebody about to call in because they, 301-848-4879. Now, I know what you're calling about. Now,
Hey, what's going on, JB?
Yeah, what's going on now? Now, I know
what you're going... Say it loud. Who is it?
A member of the Ugly Crew is on. And I already know what's going on, Joe, so,
I ain't gonna say that. What's going on, Joe, man? How you doing, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
Ain't nothing much, man.
He's with the Ugly Crew.
Man, we talked down Buzz Creek, man.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah. The one with the big cheat. Yeah, 700 cubic inch motor coming at me. I forgot, yeah.
Oh, now it's this.
Tell me,
man,
I'm
look.
Lying. Call me a liar.
What came out your mouth?
Call me a liar.
What came out your mouth?
706 cubic inch.
No. When we was at the track that day, what came out your mouth? Be real. I ain't even called in to say anything. I just called in to congratulate you.
I'm just fucking with you.
Congratulate me,
what, getting lucky against Bad Storm?
Huh?
I just got lucky against Bad Storm, that's all.
Nah, ain't no such thing as luck, buddy.
My whole racing career is lost.
That's what I was looking for.
Hey, French.
Yes, sir.
You know how to get in touch with G-Money? Because Joe want to go to the big end with him August 2nd.
Hey, I don't speak for nobody. I don't have nobody else's number that ain't in the camp. Sorry about that, man.
I understand.
Sorry about that, man. I don't even pass words. You know what I'm saying? I let people hear from the man's mouth. But that should be a good one, though, August 2nd.
Yeah, I'm
trying to get a DP up.
Man, but I can tell you one thing. I'm eating Oreos and drinking milk right now.
Oh,
I'm not even watching racing. I'm watching Lifetime, man. I'm getting depressed.
I'm getting depressed.
What'd you say, man?
If you're depressed, you're in the same boat as Josh Jones. That motherfucker
didn't
lost his heart.
Oh, no, I'm depressed in a good reason.
Oh,
all right. I'm depressed because I don't even know what to do right now. You got me? I'm outside walking in the rain, man. I'm that depressed. Man, the victim.
That rain, yeah, that rain you're fucking walking in, that's a bad storm coming. That's what he said.
Okay.
but let me tell you something. One thing about a storm, you can always take shelter.
I got lucky and took some shelter. Thank God. You know, I made a little roof about all the $100 bills I won. I put them over top of my car. I made a little roof.
God damn it, man. He made a teepee.
Yeah, I made a little teepee. And $100 bills from the Southern money.
Yeah, I was just calling and fuck with you, man. I heard you say shook everybody from the DMV. I said, whoa. Damn, the radar came in quick.
That's good. I will make sure you guys are up. You know, I gotta make sure your guys are alert.
Oh yeah. See, we got a new tracking device. If anything like negative or something that come out that ain't true, I didn't even call the number. My phone called itself. Press one and everything.
Oh shit!
It's automatically set up like that.
That's good.
So man, y'all going down to South, man?
I ain't going. I mean, I'll be at MIR on the 2nd. I'm not going down Bay Zone.
Hey, and JB, I might do the hook
in August, though. I might do the house of hook in August.
We might have a little 28 special surprise down there. I ain't say nothing else.
Okay. Hold on with that, French. We got a this. I haven't seen this number yet, so maybe this is somebody that wants some of that action. 202-251-6003. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? So, damn, somebody clicked the damn one button, and what the hell? The bushes came quick. God damn.
Hey, big yo.
Huh?
I'm going to call back in 5 minutes. I got to call my son. He's calling me from the shore. He wants to take a knife to me. I'll call you right back.
Oh, yeah. Go tuck your son in, man. Do that. You got to take care of that.
Let me call him. So he wants to take a knife to me.
Hey, Joe, you said you're going to put your son in. You loading his car, man. You putting him in the trailer.
Who, my son?
Yeah, he loading the car early tonight.
Yeah, he's my new driver. When ten years from now, he's my new driver.
Oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll call you guys back in 5 minutes.
All right.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening on the Fayetteville thing, man? Who called out who? I heard bits and pieces of it. I forgot. You said was
you,
it Brian McGee?
You heard it right. No, Barry Mitchell said that.
He
is putting on 29s on the car for the shootout. They're doing a shootout at Fayetteville. And he's going to enter the shootout on a 29, and he said he's going to put a 29 on it, and he wants to go shark hunting.
I got to call my man for this one. Now, you know, I ain't going to say nothing, because as soon as I say something, oh, you's a motherfucking hater. You mad because we fucked y'all up, all that. So I ain't even going to say nothing. I'm just, may the best man win.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say nothing.
I actually want to go just to see how Barry car work on that 29, because, you know,
I'm going to tell you right now, ain't too many can fuck with him.
No,
I know that.
I know that thing going to be right deadly on a 29. Lord have mercy. And then I know you done heard the Nova, the badass Nova he got, he done turned that into a grudge piece.
And pause. Didn't he used to class race with that?
Yeah, but it's got a whole
everybody going, oh, no, he used to class race. Oh, he can't do nothing with it. Ain't no difference, is it?
No, it really ain't, but
Thank you.
Wait till you see it, and then, you know, it's a lot different. She got a plug stuck in her, too, a little bit bigger than, I think she got a little bit more plug pushed in her, too, now, so. He about to go a little deep. Like my uncle used to say, he trying to go balls deep.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But, August 2nd.
All I'm going to say is, David, put it this way. You're going to go through hell August 2nd.
Oh, yeah, August 2nd. I done talked with Larry the last past couple weeks, and, man, all I keep telling him, I'm like, Larry, I don't know how, you know, this is going to, you know, all the action he going to have. I don't know if you heard, but Joe even said that he going to try to lock back in with Django for August 2nd. So, I mean, you know, you could see Pink Warrior versus Django. So, I mean, it's going to be scary August 2nd.
It's going to be a fight.
Huh?
Huh? What'd you say?
Somebody said something. Who said that?
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
Josh probably over there high as balls. That's what it is.
Yeah, man, this will be a good one. This will be a good one. What comes after 27?
What's that? What'd you say? What comes after
what? What comes after 27, number 27?
28.
Oh, okay. That's all I say. Lord, I forgot how to count.
Yeah, I can't. Man, it's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on in July, August, September.
The rest of the year.
Yeah. You know, next week, me, Josh, and a lot of, you know, we got some boys going from Carolina and over here. We going to Indiana next week. The Bad Storm is locked in with Biz.
So we going over to Morocco, Indiana, over there for that.
So you're a Pacer now?
Huh?
So you're a Pacer now?
I'm a what?
You're going to go Indiana Pacer now?
No, yeah, it might as well be for that day because I'm going down to show a little support for my boy Biz and see all this racing that's going to take place because today Butt Naked locked in with Boost 12, so I got to go make me some money because I'm sorry, but I'm I just got to go now. It's too much going on, you know, Bad Storm versus Biz, Boost 12 versus Butt Naked, and from what I heard, they trying to work something out now with Tony. I think Tony in the Thriller car. So yeah, I gotta get on my horses and get on over there.
Hey, quick question: is Tony Vines gonna be available on August 2nd?
I don't know. There's a chance he could be. I'm thinking he might just be at MIR August 2nd because. You know, Tony Wright going to be there, so, you know, I wouldn't see why he would. Yeah,
just finding out, that's all. Just finding out who all going to be there.
Pink Warrior, you got back on that quick grade day, man. What you doing?
Yeah, I'm back on. He was
He must have drove the car in the trailer then. He ain't pushed the car in the trailer.
God.
Damn it, man.
He's down the beach with my sister. He wanted to call and say goodnight real quick. We're going to start watching the movie, so.
Oh, well, he's doing a lot better than us. He's down at the beach.
Oh, he's doing a lot better. Hell yeah.
Shoot.
Thanks.
He's doing that.
It's storming real bad, man.
Huh?
It's storming real bad.
Yeah, it's storming real bad, but it's going to dry up, though. It's going to dry up, though. It ain't going to last forever.
I hope not.
What you going to do in a second, man? Who you going to accommodate, man?
My ultimate goal is to get this race over with Weeby. I've been waiting for 3 years for it, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I got to.
Are you talking about
1967? The what?
I said the race I was supposed to have way back in 1937.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if it happens, it happens. If not, I don't think it's going to happen. So. Whatever.
Yeah. We'd be a good dude. We'd be a good dude. You know, we.
He's the man.
He's a good dude.
I talk about him all the time, but he's the man.
I remember, what was it? We got like May 31st. We had locked in or whatever, but then you know, that went sour quick, and we didn't make a pick down yet. I think what it was when we got that pro charge. I think that's what shut everything up.
Okay. Yeah, so and then I got Django. He wants to race, so I'm probably going to race him August 2nd. He only wants to go 8 miles.
I thought that was
supposed to
happen on the 31st.
31st of what?
Of May, the race that passed. Wasn't that supposed to happen then?
Yeah, but he DP couldn't make it up.
Something
happened. He got an accident or something, didn't they?
Yeah, I think something
down.
Happened.
Something?
Yep, he paid the DP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. So I think... I was talking to him yesterday, so I'm going to call him tomorrow and probably lock it in for August 2nd. I just want to make sure I can 100% be there, which I think I will be.
Yeah. Things happen. So, I mean, even if you say you're going to be a hunter, you know, you just never know what's going to happen between now and then. But,
yeah, that's
you know,
why he's locking it in so early, you know.
Uh-huh. God willing, everything go as planned.
Yeah.
So y'all boys getting it in. I just have to call in, man. My blood pressure went up for a minute, but I took my medicine, so I'm good to go now.
Yeah, well, that ain't no joke. That ugly car ain't no joke, man. You're out of my league by far.
I ain't even talking about ugly no more. That's dead mission now. We ain't even talking about that no more, man.
That's good. We shouldn't.
We're talking about NASCAR now, man.
I've already talked about Indy cars, let alone that car.
Yeah, man. I don't even like drag racing no more, man. I'm about to start roller
drifting
now, man.
You should start drifting. You'd be good. You'd be good in a little Honda Accord drifting. Probably right
yeah,
up your
man.
Ass.
That's all we do, man.
Oh shit.
So that you said that race with Jeff Rogers is not happening.
With who?
Nah,
I'm
Jeff Rogers.
JP.
I think Jeff wants the break, and Travis not giving the break. Travis said he would give the back tire, and you know, so they couldn't, you know, they couldn't agree on it.
Agreement.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wow. Hey, Joe. Now I hope I'm gonna get to see you August 23rd at Cecil County, Joe.
Oh, I'll definitely be there for that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we I just talked with Team SVO. They bringing the whole camp.
Team SVO from Detroit?
Yeah, they're bringing the whole camp. They have already locked in to bring the whole camp. The SVO car will be there, Boost 12, and Mark Alexander are coming.
Oh,
okay.
Damn it, man. Y'all, so y'all performing. Y'all not having grudge events no more. Y'all doing concerts now.
Huh?
Y'all doing y'all doing concerts now. Some exclusive stuff now.
No, they want, you know, me and Scotty G been putting stuff together for a minute now. And, you know, Left 4 Dead looking like, you know, somebody ass really gonna get Left 4 Dead because they coming out the woodworks. We got Tony. Tony's gonna be there. Sniper's gonna be there.
Donye coming?
Donye is coming. Donye is coming.
He gives a little spot to the Godfather. We might be able to do something.
Well, I mean, what kind
God
of
damn it, man?
What kind of spot you need? I'll talk to him tonight because I know we're gonna put out a flyer for now, and then we're gonna finalize it later because I think we're gonna do some shootouts. We probably gonna do a 28-29 shootout and probably a small block shootout.
Where is this at?
August 23rd, Cecil, Grudge Inc., and Scotty G, Left 4 Dead.
And you said, you said 28? Let me clear it up. 28 and what else?
29.
Okay. Okay, just making sure my hearing aid was picking up right.
The Pink Warrior looked good on that flyer, especially because it's a local car.
Yeah. I'm definitely the finalized flyer, you know, is going to look right nice. The finalized one is going to look right nice. Right now, we're just trying to get one up and, you know, basically, because the boys from the Midwest are coming. Also, Wayne, Never Scared Racing with White Trash, is coming.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, we'll all be there to support all Red Alert crew, you know. Sure, Marcus and his crew will all be there to support that, absolutely. That's, you know, only an hour for us. We'll all be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Marcus,
we'll bring everybody from Philly.
Yeah, I talked to Marcus, and Marcus said they got a single, he got a single, in his camp or something, got a single turbo car that they got or something.
Yeah.
So I think Boost 12, like I said, I know Boost 12 is going to run butt naked next Saturday, which I'm going to Indiana. I mean, God darn.
It's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might look at me dumb. I'm telling you, butt naked ride.
Butt naked do ride.
Butt naked is no joke.
Yeah, when you get a name like butt naked, you ain't playing anyway.
Yeah, you bold right there.
Yeah, I agree. But see, Pink Warrior ride now, too, you know, he's just trying to be all funny and all shy
now. Yeah, he's trying to play it
off
and stuff,
you know.
But it's all good, though.
Yeah, that's
cool. You can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in his voice because when I was listening to it, he was like, I scared everybody in the DMV. Voice got all deep like he was smoking some weed or something.
Yeah, that nigga,
Pink Warrior back in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some sound effects on here, JV. Give a round of applause to Pink Warrior, man. Pink Warrior back in the house.
I'm just out there trying to get some races, some legit races. I'm like trying to get stuck up by people.
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean, I know G Money probably doing something tonight, but I don't see no reason he wouldn't, you know. He might try that because, I mean, he wanted to do something at Echo until, you know, he made his little shakedown and old girl liked it a little too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love, you get a hold of him, let me know. I mean, like to get a little DP up, you know. make it work, wherever, whatever he has in mind. I don't know what kind of money he raises for, but when you got the name G Money, makes me a little nervous that he wants to raise for a big buck. When you got the name G Money, you figure he's going to be racing for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. I don't know. But that's fine with me, but I'm just saying the name, it's a big name, G Money. You don't call him G Penny.
Man. Yeah, OG Money won plenty, but yeah, I know. Hatton, I think, is going to be piloting Eric Payup's Camaro too that day too.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he's going to be piloting. He's going to be trying. I don't think he's going to be on the bumper this time, but he's going to pilot it.
Oh wow, they sold the Vega, right?
Yeah, Vega's gone.
Okay.
Why you trying to sell him? You trying to sell him to Pink Warrior?
No. I just know that Little Marquise was telling me I was down at the end of the traps with him, and he said they got to sell to Vega because the Godfather was scaring him away because he wanted to get rid of him. He didn't want to. He didn't want to fuck with him.
Okay.
That's what Little Hat was telling me.
All right, damn it, man.
Yeah. So I mean, I just wanted to make sure, like you know, he didn't sell for that reason because I didn't want to. I don't want that to happen. We don't want to have fast cars in the DMV.
Hold on.
Hey.
847-840-9859. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JB? This is Keenan with the Mask of Mustang, but how you doing?
Okay. I needed to talk with you. How does August 2nd look for you?
August 2nd looking good down the MIR, buddy. Plain old being
there. Yeah, maybe Joe Minicanzi and them can bring that Godfather down and play with you.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to chime in and see exactly who the Godfather is. And I know the movie The Godfather, but I don't know if they got that kind of presence like that. I've heard of the movie.
What kind of car is it?
He's a
back half Mustang.
Oh, back half Mustang? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not no carbon fiberglass body. It's an old style back half Mustang.
I still got the glass 70s? In it.
Yeah,
front
hey,
glass
hold
is
on.
In it. Front glass is in it. Back glass is in it. Metal fenders. Old street car, man. That's all it is. A little slow street car.
Yeah, I know. Well, everything's slow in street cars these days.
Yeah, man.
I watch TV too.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, is this a black 69 Camaro with a red stripe on the side?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, y'all pretty fast then.
Ain't that fast. Nah, it's an old 69 Camaro street car, you know?
Hey, I like y'all negotiating.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's an old 69 street car. Square
you
two.
You gonna have it square two, you said?
Yeah, old, you know.
The whole chassis or back end?
It's a back end car.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
we're probably gonna bring it all in a second. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So I gotta talk to the actual owner. I didn't talk to him today, but that's the plan. So.
If you come down August 2nd, we might can say it again.
Do you have a name for your car? Like I never heard of it.
Yeah, the Massacre.
The Massacre?
Yep, the Massacre.
Oh, all right. What color is it, blue?
It's actually just an old black primer, man. It's you know, I ain't got enough money to finish it, me and my pop, so we had to put it in black primer just to get out to the races.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well,
we're slow down here in North Carolina, man. We only thing we can afford is primer around here.
do you go to Big End or you just go 8 Mile?
Oh no, we just do 8 Mile, man. My nuts ain't that big yet.
Okay.
Nothing that big, but I if you come out August 2nd, man, I'm pretty sure we can probably agree on something, man. Cause I'm trying to JB and maybe you can help me on this, man. But I'm getting kind of confused on how races actually race from the Virginia line on up north. You know, because I've been looking for J.C. Richardson for a while because he's been promising me a race. and I I know my buddy had a little mishap down at Colonial Beach, but I heard he got it back together, so I was thinking maybe August 2nd he could still, you know, accommodate a little bit.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't see why not. Let's see. Hey, hold on. Let me see if my partner. Hey, running bell. Yeah, running bell.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think JC can accompany? Well, JC is on, I think. 721-5399. Is that JC Richardson?
That's me.
JC, that's the man I'm looking for. That's the man I'm looking for.
Keenan is on here. Now, it's good that you're on because Keenan, I think, wants to accommodate you August 2nd.
Keenan,
hey, JC.
Yeah.
JC, I'm the Keenan that's got that old ugly black Mustang you saw down at Virginia Speed, down in Maryland, too, the next day.
Hold on. If you begging for a meal, you should have been at Dinwiddie. I could have fed you.
Now, let me tell you, I like chicken. I like steak. I like shrimp. I like it all.
You
could have
got
it all.
But you can't get no back ties. You can't get no brakes. You can't get nothing but a head up race.
JC, look. This is my thing, JC, because I'm glad you're on the phone. Because my buddy Pete, Daniel Hall, he's my buddy and everything, and he came and told me that as long as I'm driving, I got the back tie from you. So I'm just trying to verify that if it's true or not.
As long as you driving, you got the back tie.
Yeah, that's what they said. Because I'm a new driver. You know, I don't know how to drive. So, you know, just give me the back tie all I need, man.
That's one thing about a mouth. Anything can come at it.
Hey, man, come on, man. You got that pretty car, aerodynamic, with that clear coat on it, cut through the wind fast and everything. And car, man.
It's got a lot of drag on the right side, so.
Hey, man. But look, you going to be there August 2nd?
I will be in the house.
Okay. Well, we might come over there and bring a plate and some napkins and some forks so we can eat a little bit.
Oh, well, we can accommodate all that. But if you looking for me to give you something,
Look, JC, check this out. You sit up there and gave Tony Bynes something. You know, he got an all this and all that car. He got a more expensive car than I got, and I can't even get nothing.
Oh, we had agreement. In order for me to get one race, we had the agreement. In order for me to get my race, I had to give him his. So if I give you your race, you gonna give me mine?
What's your race? What you want?
You give me the back tie.
No, I can't do that, man.
Well, I don't guess you play in the same park, Tony Bynes.
Hey, we'll have a dance, man, on August the 2nd, man, because, you know, like I told JB the last radio show, I'm still trying to get to your level as far as you being as famous as you are. I'm a little, me and my dad, we're a little new kid on the block, we're a little slow street car. We're just trying to get your famous level, you know. We're just trying to get to where somebody say the massacre, it's the same level as, you know, J.C. Richardson, you know.
Well, if you ain't starting out even, then you can't get to that standard. I'm giving you something. You win. So,
also,
where that put you?
You going to give me something?
That going to put me as a loss and you as a win, but you ain't going to tell the story of how you won the race.
We're gonna see you August 2nd, man. We definitely gonna do something.
I'm gonna look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely do something, man. And the Godfather too, man. I don't know if he's still up here too, but if he's there, we might can do something with him as well.
When I get paint on the other side, then I might decide to give you that back tie.
I got a painter down here in North Carolina that'll hook you up.
Oh, no, I don't want that kind. I want paint with no drag in it. I got a special paint I'm putting on.
Uh-oh, I hear you now. So if you put that special paint on, I might get the break.
Oh, no, I already told you what you're going to get. When I get it painted, you're going to get the back tie. That's the best I can do for you.
Well, look.
You,
I'm gonna try to,
I say you.
I'm going to try to do whatever I can to get this car painted.
Well, I take donations. Hey,
I got fan paper.
What's going on?
Hey, first of all, I want to thank each and everyone that came out to support my show Saturday. And I believe I had a better time than they did.
Man, you had one. Hey, you had one hell of a show, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. I was talking to Ricky the other day. He said, "Man, I'm gonna tell you what." He said, "I had a good goddamn time down there." I said, "I did too, man. It was boys had a good time, and you know, I was talking to Running Bell, and I'm gonna tell you right now, the track was working. People were having a good time. It wasn't no bullshit, and it was just nothing but racing and having fun. So, I mean, that was awesome."
Well, I appreciate it, man. It was 4th of July, and, you know, it's hard to get things jumping off on the 4th of July, but it looked good from where I was standing, and I appreciate the support from everybody.
Oh, yeah, as long as you keep, long as it's you or anybody else from up there, and, I mean, I was telling the boys your hospitality was great because, man, come up in there, you know, when he see pork and beans and chicken and all, and, you know, we brothers, you know, we black folks, so, you know, and. But, I'm glad you got on here because Keenan been, he been making it seem like, you know, he been having to run after you, but he ain't got to go far.
When I heard his voice, I knew it was time for me to turn hit the one button.
Hey,
he ain't gonna run after me too long. I told him, when I get played on it, we gonna dance.
But see, we ain't gotta wait for the paint to get on it, JC.
We gonna dance to the record that I'm playing. We gonna dance to the record that you play.
Now you see, now I'm young, so I don't know all the old school music stuff. I know that old new school stuff.
Well, I'm going to step it up. I'm going to put it back 50-50.
Cool, man. Stop playing, man. I'll see you all in a second.
So, hey, Joe Minicanza, you think the Godfather might want to play in that sandbox too?
You know, I think it might be a good idea for August 2nd, man, to have a little back half shootout with these cars.
Well,
I heard
got
a lot of back half cars coming.
There is a back half shootout.
Oh, okay.
Damn, hey, look, about 3 or 4 mics have opened up since y'all have started talking shit. 803-446-6289 and 914-7584. I need a try. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, my man. Not a whole lot. We went up to Joe's race. We had a hell of a time.
They were just all talking about him on here. Damn. Clap your hands for him. We got the fastest car.
Are you on the radio?
Who is that? Hey, Pink Warrior, you are you talking to the old lady?
I'm back on. I dropped off. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, I lost service.
Hey, well, it looked like JC and the Mask are going to be in the house. So, you know, if the Godfather want to play in that sandbox, you know, it looked like the sandbox is open, but it's all heads up stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll check it out. I mean, I just got to double check with the owner real quick, and I'll have an answer for you. We can put a DP up or something.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's it. Lord,
what you got, a big block of... Yeah, big chief motor. What are we talking here? What am I getting into?
Well, JC, basically, hey, JC.
Which one's JC? Is that the Massacre?
No, JC's on here right now. JC Richardson.
And what car is that?
It's a
69 Camaro.
Yeah, she heavy too. She ain't no carbon fiber or fiberglass. You know, full fiberglass or carbon car. She over 3,000 pounds.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're all steel, too, you know. The Godfather's all steel.
Oh, somebody baby.
Man, I guess that baby's not happy with the Pink Warrior.
Yeah, somebody baby going off, man. Who baby is that?
That sound like JC in the background a little bit.
Oh, no, I ain't got no babies. I'm too old for babies.
sound like JC crying back there.
Oh, no, I ain't got no tears. All my tears were shed a long time ago.
Now, Kenneth, it's interesting you calling that man a baby, but you want the back tie.
Well, see, the reason, I'm going to tell you why, because see, babies realize when they step into, you know, the grown-up adults that they got to have something. You know, JC got a big motor in comparison to my stuff, you know, so I'm just trying to make it even.
Okay.
Make it even, man. That's why I need something, man. JC got that up-to-date, high-tech, you know, technology and stuff all in his car, and I got to make it even, man.
Wait a minute. You all in big mode. What you call big? I mean.
Well, see, I don't never call up nobody's numbers because I don't never, you know,
well,
put nobody out there like that.
I got 632. I ain't shame of mine.
You a lot bigger than me.
Well, 632, that's a small motor.
Well, you bigger than me still, though.
Now, if you want me to put a big motor in there, then I can go in the back room and get a one.
I ain't asked for all that. I'll tell you what you do. You put the big motor in there and give me the break. You got action.
Oh, no.
I don't care if you put the big motor in there.
Hey, you won't care.
Hey, Kenan, you done talk somebody up. 761-0433. Is that Daniel Pete Hall?
No, go on, man. What happened with that?
Do you hear this man over here talking?
Do you hear this man over here talking about
JC got a big hole?
I just called him. I've been right here with the family or whatever. I ain't heard enough, so I didn't miss everything.
Hold on, JB. Pete
normally is a man. Pete, my boy, to where he ain't gonna never tell. He gonna shoot to you straight. Now, Pete, did you not tell me as long as I drive, I got the back tie?
Oh, no. Didn't nobody tell you that? Go on, that man.
Come on, Pete.
You know what that man told you, man.
The man told me if I long as I
y'all
drive.
Y'all had the race set up. Oh, y'all had the race set up, and you were supposed to drive straight off the trailer. That was the race y'all had.
Straight off the trailer, and he gave me the brake. Straight off the trailer, and he gave me the back tires. What you saying?
Yo, kid.
Hey, I think he was in the sand the first time of the weekend and it affected his brain.
Yeah, you better stop smoking that shit, man.
No, man.
What's
I'm just traveling, man.
Got to
go crazy.
Hey, Pete, I'm gonna let you hear what I told him. Soon as I get paint on it, he got the back tie. As soon as I get paint on it.
Yeah, that sounds like a woman.
Now, that's what your 632. I got the back tie.
I will have a 632 in there. You can write your name on it when I get up there May the 1st or 2nd. That way you know it's the same motor. Put your initials on the front of it.
Now I'm going to have to one of the permanent Sharpie markers now, so I'll make sure it don't come off.
Well, I don't care.
So, raise it. Soon as you get that paint on it, then he got the back tie.
That's right. Soon as I get
as soon as, you, as soon as you get that paint on it, yeah, as long as you got your 632, I got the back tie. Now, I like that. No wonder why everybody like JC, because he give you what you want.
I'm giving you some, but you might not want it.
No. I like to take all donations. I take all donations.
Well, you got this donation.
Well, I'm going to let you get me on that one.
It's all donations, man. JC, you gonna be in the pot too?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm gonna
Pete,
be in the
Pete,
pot.
Pete, I'm talking about Pete.
Oh yeah, you know I am. Yeah. As soon as get the paint on it, yeah, I like that race.
Okay. As soon as we get that paint on it, don't mess around. Go get no airbrush, no lightweight paint and stuff now.
I don't know what paint
you
talking.
You gotta get that heavy. Enamel paint. With the brush.
I don't know none of that. All I know is when I see a painted, I already know. It's time to go to war.
I tell you, before the clear coat even dry, make sure y'all call me. Before the clear coat dry, so I know.
Man, we'll call you before you get the paint on it. Soon as the man misses the paint, he's going to call you.
Who is man get the brush in his hand, I'm going to call you.
All right. That's what I want.
Now, Keenan, don't bite. Now, you biting off a right nice little, tree now, Keenan,
Well, see,
I like you.
Since
you're
I
a good
born,
young
JB.
Guy now. Huh?
Well, look, since I was born, JB, my mom and the dentist always told me I had a slight overbite. So sometimes, you got to listen to what they're telling you and just accept it, So I got an overbite. But since I've been young, I ain't ran into no stumbles yet, and I don't plan on running on to none all of a second.
Okay. All right.
I just want to know if it's going to be DuPont, PPG, whatever kind of brand of paint it is. Just let me know when you buy it and put it on the car and it drops. Just give me a ring.
That's a bit.
Give me a ring.
Lord,
who going to Fayetteville, sir?
Man, we had Pete, I'm glad you got on because Nasty Boys Racing said that if Gigantor let them move with either one of them small blocks they got, he got action.
Yeah, that sound like a winner to me.
So, and I know Dirty Red is going. They taking both Running Bell. They taking Dirty Red and they taking the She Devil and JC going, and they said they gonna have a party.
I know we're gonna be there. We're gonna take the Mustang. And Russell coming down, Russell going with the Mustang, Russell taking his car down, and Lewis coming down. And I seen the Disco Novas there, he was coming down.
Yeah, he going. Hey, did you hear who coming to play in the shootout?
Nah, I told you I wouldn't know, JB. I was just not missed everything.
Well, let me let you know something, Pete. Barry Mitchell from Team FTDS with that black clean radio car is throwing 29s on the Black Beast. As he has said, now the owner, I think his name Dexter or the track Mac manager, got on here and said that Barry Mitchell is looking for shark meat.
Hello?
He is looking to go shark hunting.
Oh man!
Yeah, that's a nice, nice little, that's a deep one there.
Yeah. Hey, man,
Horseman supposed to be running some kind of dust or something down here?
That's JC, man. I think JC was grabbing all that dust.
Yeah, JC. That's the Green Hornet we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
This weekend, right?
Yep. Hey, hold on. Let me get 240-682-4074. Do you got static in your line?
Yeah, man, we're going to have a ball. Should be a good race, man. I think there's going to be a lot of cars in that shootout. Because, matter of fact, I think we probably going to get in the shootout with the Mustang. If we just try and two, we might lose, but what the hell. Have a chance to get everybody else.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think it'll put a nice little turnout, some good racing, and have a little fun.
Yeah, $4,000 to win. You can't beat that to try it.
Nah. A crazy man boys try that. Even if you know he can't, we boys try it. Shit.
Yeah. So, Bad Storm was on earlier, and I don't know what's going on, but he was. I think they said something about trying to lock in with y'all for Saturday or something like that.
Oh well, right now we can't lock in with nobody until we check some stuff out. So.
That's what I told Josh. I said y'all had some electrical stuff and stuff y'all getting ironed out with the car. So he was like, well, all right. Well, he was like, we'll do it. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it sooner or later. So,
yeah,
but
I mean,
but they,
I mean, you know, we're going to try to call tomorrow, try to work some bugs up, get ready for Saturday. So, like I said, you know, if we there, the car run decent tomorrow, I mean, we're right. Ain't no problem. All we got to do is just make sure the car run heavy, right? That's all.
Yeah,
so,
I wonder. Hey, Pete, I wonder, is that old, I see him on here, I wonder, is that old Hell Yeah going to Fayetteville this weekend?
Nah, Hell Yeah said he wasn't going to make this one. He said he's going to lay low, he'd been going hard. So he said he was going to lay low on this one.
Yeah, I seen him. He's throwing money and stuff now. I know Diesel got a goddamn leash with diamonds on it now.
Yeah, he said it was his time, my time, or something like that.
Yeah.
What's up, Davey?
What's going on, man? I ain't doing nothing, just on here listening to some shit talking, and Keenan got us going tonight, so, you know.
Did not cock that leg up on Hell Yeah. Don't cock that leg up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught that, Al.
Man, hey,
don't
somebody
get no leg on Hell Yeah.
Yeah, somebody got on here earlier and said that this could be like the NBA Finals. They could go to best of seven.
Yeah,
it's possible. Like I said, we do something again. We're going to do it out the back door, and I'm just going to take a break probably till the first of the month, you know what I mean, regroup, and I got a lot of work to do, so. But I think it'll make it more exciting for the fans and for the race if we run it out the quarter, you know. So that's what I'm planning. I hadn't talked to Running Bear yet, but I'm sure he'd probably be game, you know, when we do it.
Running Bear, I think. Yep, Running Bear is on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Air Bear?
Hey, not much. Hey, look, keep the draws on. We got something coming in September.
Do something in September, you said?
Yeah, hold your horses. Me and you got something coming in September. That you'll hear about it a little later on.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, just let me know. That sounds good. That's plenty of time, you know what I mean? And you know, fans will be ready for it then, I'm sure.
And Hell Yeah, Mr. Gene Stevens is on tonight, too, if you wanted to talk, mix it up with old Mr. Stevens. He is on the line tonight.
Hell Yeah, what you want to bring up there on August the 2nd, MIR?
August 2nd? I'm working on that. But, yeah, we might do something.
Now, what you bringing the rummy with now?
What I tell you on the Internet? I told you, give me a call, and we'll talk about it.
Well, that's easy. All you got to do is tell me if you got anywhere close to what I got.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's what you told me when I talked to you, that as long as I sit like you, and that was on, I'm not sure if it was Long Island Joe's show or if it was this show here, about maybe three weeks ago.
You know, I got a 484 four-stage motor sitting on a big time chassis car. You come like I came, and I'll run your heads up.
All right, well, I might need a little bump.
Need a little bump?
Yeah, just because, you know what I mean, I'm stepping out of one class and into another, you know what I mean, so I'm just a little guy.
I'll bump you with a golf cart on the way to the stage lane.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? It'd be like a David versus Goliath race, you know what I'm saying? So maybe you ought to kick me for the first one, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think it'll be no. If you come and sit like I'm sitting, it ain't gonna be no kicking.
Well, I'm definitely. I sure the hell ain't bringing the Hell Yeah Z.
Man, you already asking for a kick, and I don't even know what I'm running.
Well, I'm just telling you. You already know you're running me, and I don't run in y'all's class. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be like a greenhorn. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to this here, won't you?
Yeah.
You show up on August the 2nd,
and we'll talk about it.
All right, yeah, let's do that, because, like I said, if you give me a call, I'll give you a little bit of a rundown, and then we'll get something straight. But
it might be my call, but Pete took all my giving power away. He told me I wasn't allowed to give nothing else away to nobody. So I got to run it by him.
All right, would you tell him this is hell yeah asking?
Hell yeah.
And you know he going to tell me hell no.
What's up, Bear?
Hey, look. Don't you never tell nobody you green. The way you chop my head off Saturday, your ass ain't gonna green.
Hey, man, don't mess up my game here now.
they saw the same thing I saw.
Hey, that was a hell of a race, man. It was. Like I said, it's any given Sunday. When me and you sit out there on the track, it's any given Sunday. I can see that. I mean, I've been doing this a long time.
I'll give both of y'all guys something. Y'all ran a hell of a race.
Yeah, it was. It was cool. I watched the video a bunch of times. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that I got the ball this time, because it was tight. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it was a good race.
Yeah, it was. You can't pitch, hey, win or lose, man. Like I said, it was a good race. It was just like the race before that. You know what I mean? It was a hell of a race.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
That's right. I know you will, and you know, hell yeah, do it again. I think we just need to make it a little more exciting for the fans and stretch the cars out a little bit this time. You know what I mean? Let them get out there and run. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you want to go 1,300 feet?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why not?
I don't mind.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit. You know what I mean? I'll be good with that.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
All right. Sounds good. Maybe, like I said, you just let me know what you got going on in what'd you say, September?
Yes, we're working on something for September for me and you.
All right, cool. That sounds real good, man, because I'm going to take a couple weeks off and catch up. You know, I got a lot of shit to do at the shop, a lot of work to do, and a couple things I want to do on the hell yeah. I want to put some exhaust on it, you know, some new exhaust and stuff on it, and, you know, I'll be ready to come back out. You know, I think MRR, I'm going to try to make the second, you know.
So
I'm going to try to definitely make it down there.
You going to put fender, you going to put bull horns on the old girl?
Not unless I piss off the wrong motherfucker, I guess.
You put bullhorns on her, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you, you start putting flames out the front, then you really got something there.
No bullhorns, if anything, they're coming up through the hood. That'd be good. I'll be good with that. I won't be like anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, from the wheelie video I saw, yeah, you definitely different.
Yeah, them were the days, man. That was great. They used to actually call me the Wheelie King there for a bunch of years. You know, I had the logos and everything. You know, the Wheelie King. I was stamped as the Wheelie King there for a while. I didn't give a shit about the races, winning the races. All I wanted to do was get some air. You know.
Hmm.
But now, you know what I mean, this car here, I can't probably keep on the ground and try to go fast, you know, so that's it.
Yeah, I was telling the boys, August 2nd is going to be one race that, I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's starting to, I mean, Keenan on here talking a little trash, and Lord have mercy, we might need security. I told Larry he might need some security August 2nd.
Now, who's putting that show on?
Larry T., Custom Tees.
Oh, Custom Tees. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So G-Money will be out and everything?
G-Money will be there.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, that's we're definitely shooting for the second to be there, and I will have the Z there for some action, and I will have my other ride with me.
Okay. Oh, that mess. Well, yeah, you heard it from Gene. He said if it sit like, you know, if y'all can talk when you get there, and if y'all agree on it, y'all can go ahead and...
Yeah, once we talk, we can lock something in, you know, and see if we can get right. But I just appreciate, you know, sitting beside the man like that, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing like my boy Galen Smith, you know, in Texas, you know, the Texas bounty hunter. He's a good friend of mine, and also Greg Green. Y'all might have seen the video of him I had posted on my line. You know, with that Nova, that 65 Nova, I believe it is.
Hey,
them boys.
I tell you, the truck down there that is starting to surprise me, hell yeah.
Duke
that
Boys.
That damn Duke Boys truck is a beast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We run at the same track there for a while. They were just kind of bringing that truck out when I moved here. They were just bringing that truck out and stuff, man, and they come a long way with it, man. They got that bitch riding, boy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my
goodness.
Hey,
you seen that? You seen the video from San Antonio?
Yeah, I saw my boy sent me the video, and that truck
you
carried
seen Tony Bynes?
Yeah.
You seen the race with Tony Bynes and Cornbread?
Yeah, I saw that. Cornbread.
Okay, Cornbread, me and Cornbread used to battle it out. Okay, and he was just clipping me, you know what I mean? Because he run a big block in there, you know what I mean? And he's Morgan's son, Bill. You know what I mean? Same motor builders I got. And but you seen Cornbread out there, man? That boy right there, he's riding too. And,
he's still
definitely sporting Morgan and Son motor, you know, racing engine.
Oh yeah, Morgan and Son some bad motherfuckers. Cause I see Cornbread carried the front two wheels for 330 feet.
Yeah, yeah. Them boys don't play, man. They like to get it. They like to get after it.
Oh yeah. So yeah, man. Them boys, they some good guys, man. I think next year if they have it down there again next year, I'm just gonna have to go ahead and make that, you know, I don't fly, so 28 hours.
Well, you know, maybe all of us, a bunch of us can get together, you know what I'm saying, and train down there, you know what I mean, and you know, the beginning of the season, get something lined up, get some rooms, get some place, you know what I mean, and go down there and get in the middle of all that action, because I know a lot of them boys down there, man, and they're good guys. Anything we need, you know, they'll be there to help us.
We can call G Money and get that Winnebago with the, you know, the wash machine and dry and everything, and then we just drive
that.
Yeah,
if he don't go, we'll just take that.
Yeah, we can pile up in that.
That's right.
But yeah, I can't wait till August 2nd, man. Next week I'm headed. Next week on the show, I just want to let all y'all know the Biz is gonna be on here next weekend. He's gonna be talking about his matchup. He is taking on the Bad Storm next Saturday in Indiana. Yep, the Biz and the Bad Storm are locked in, and they're going to do battle in Indiana, so they're going to be on mixing it up. I don't know if they locked the total pot in, but I know they're locked in on $2,500 or better, so that pot could easily go past five. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Bad Storm and I was supposed to hook up this past weekend, but of course, you know, I backed out and couldn't make it. So, I'm gonna build myself up for that. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to make that. Maybe sometime this season I'll get with him, but I'm gonna try to get a little right and get a little better. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, look, guys. I gotta be up at 5:30 in the morning to get on out and get my hustle on in the morning, and I don't know if I told y'all, but I'm back in school, so, yeah, you know, a brother gotta get it, so I'm going to have to shut it on off, and I'll have to see y'all boys next Thursday.
All right, Jesse.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, but I might see y'all in Fayetteville running, Bell, so, you know, just have that leg cocked.
All right, I'm always ready.
I hear you. Now,
give him hell, running bear.
Yeah, if nothing happens to my car, then you know I'm gonna try to battle out with somebody down. I'm gonna pick on somebody. Somebody gonna pick on me. One or the other.
That's right.
I hear you. Well, I'll see you down there Saturday.
Okay, cuz. Later.
All right,
guys. Later.
Go.